going to do it for tonight's show. I hope you had a great time. I am DJ AC Money. It was my pleasure bringing you episode 422 of the After Party right here on X-Ray FM. We got DJ Surround in next week. Be sure to come on back. And up next on
listening to X-Ray FM, Jerry Star, Wyatt Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Halo, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM.
In 2 weeks, we got DJ Surround in next week here at the After Party. So be sure to come on back and stick around, because up next on X-Ray FM is the Gave Us a Show.
I hear people talking, and I don't know why, and it's not me.
That fix it?
God, I hope so.
That, you gotta like play it off, bro.
Woo! TD Ocean never failed.
I didn't do nothing, bro.
You should have had the headphones on because you would have known.
But I didn't do nothing.
You gotta at least do that for the first couple of minutes of the show.
I don't gotta
that
do
way.
Nothing,
yeah,
bro.
You do.
No, I'm doing everything fine. I think you're overreacting, bro.
I never overact. Are you saying that I'm dramatizing?
Especially because it sounds perfect in here, bro.
Now it does. Because I
no,
made it
but
so.
The live feed is, that's the point, bro.
Woohoo! We You're done did it.
There wasn't no technical difficulties except up in your headphones. You're listening to They Gave Us a Show.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you.
Woo! But it wasn't. It wasn't on air, bro.
No, you good.
So, me not using the headphones.
It was on the air in space. Aliens heard you.
Was bonus.
Like, oh, my God.
Me not using the headphones was the way to go.
What would you do if you saw aliens come to this planet?
What?
What would you do if you saw aliens come to this planet?
Aliens?
Yeah.
This is how you're going to start it off today? We don't have a guest, so we're going to talk about a bunch of BS like
that. Oh, yeah. It's BS right. Central.
If aliens came to this planet.
Yeah. You just saw them in the sky, like, just hovering over, like.
Like
yo.
Annette Bening and.
Like,
you know,
Independence Day, yeah.
Remember, where did she come out with the big sign?
Oh,
that was Annette Bening, but.
She was an idiot.
No, she was in Mars Attacks.
Vivica Fox warned
remember
her.
Annette Bening was Mars Attacks.
Yeah, that's
Do you remember
right.
that movie?
Yeah, of course.
They switched to like
with Jack
human
Nicholson
head with
and
the
all those guys.
And
that movie was wild, bro.
But they end up blowing them up with the music or whatever.
Yep. The heads would explode in those oxygen containers they had. It was funny.
No, if I saw aliens, I'd probably, I don't know what I would do. I'd be like, is this like projection or like fake? I'd probably think it was fake at first.
I think everybody, I'm like, oh, this AI.
Yeah, like, because we're so like, you know, like, what do you even believe anymore?
It's not real. I'm looking for the glitch at that point. You're going to glitch out
like,
in a minute.
Like, if you know they're real, that's the question. What would you do? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're in that situation, you realize these are real freaking things.
Aw, man, I'm going to my underground bunker, yo. I'm out.
Okay. Do you have an underground bunker? Can I get a room up in there?
I got you.
I do not have an underground bunker.
Yeah.
I don't even have a basement in my house.
Dang. Yeah, they don't really build a lot of basements out here. It's unfortunate.
No, there's a lot of houses with basements.
No, there's a lot of houses with
basements. The older houses.
I was just saying, but the newer houses, they don't really be building them.
That's kind of everywhere, isn't it, though, with newer houses?
No, in the South, they still build them.
But
mainly,
like apartments don't have basements, too.
Well, they're apartments, so no.
Except for I did live in an apartment building, actually uh-huh. more than one, where the laundry room was in the building basement.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, actually
the lower part, yeah.
Who cares, cool. though?
Yeah, who cares, bro?
So what, who cares?
This studio is in the basement, yeah.
Where's the studio audience, though?
They're right
They
here.
Had all this kind of clapping to do when they thought I did something bad, but I didn't.
They didn't clap when they thought you did something. They were clapping because the show started.
Look, I'm the 83rd
up.
Ranked radio host in this city.
Oh, I'm proud of you, bro. Hold on. Clap it up. Clap it up for Ocean.
That's
man.
Right. I'm right ahead of that one guy on Keek FM 102 at 3 a.m. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he came up in the world.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
For real.
All right, let's get into some music.
I'm also ahead of that 4 a.m. guy on the country station, 100%, I promise.
You're
oh, we should
guy.
Get into some music, right?
Yes, like I said.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm so glad it's Friday. You have no idea.
Like, for real. Oh,
this was a long week. It should have been Friday on Tuesday, bro.
The Shadow right here is famous for being the only person in the world that had a long week this week. Give him a round of applause.
For oh, me. Yeah, for real. Thank you. I'm sure others have, you know, suffered the same I have this week.
I'm just messing.
But, oh, speaking of, I'll just go ahead. Yeah, thank you for that. I'm going to go ahead and get to an early topic. But I know that they were talking about. I know we kind of talked about this before. But now political figures are wanting to change Friday to a weekend officially now to help with a lot of mental health and all this stuff like this that they're saying.
But they just want to pay people less.
Maybe that is too. I don't care what the reason is, but I'm for it. That way all my weekends be 3-day weekends. You
I
know
mean, am
saying?
I going to complain? No. As long as I get some money.
Yeah, seriously.
They have I'll to volunteer for overtime.
They have to offset it. So, like, they bump up the pay to equal what it was.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine with an extra day. I actually worked a job once where I had 4 tens. It was the best.
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah. At one point, I had Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and at one point, it was Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Either way, you get all your errands done on your weekday off. You know, it was perfect.
I had a
Go
job.
To the doctors and all that.
You do 3 12s.
Oh, I 100% would do yeah. 3 or 3 13s or whatever.
Yeah.
You'd have to do 2 20s.
Yeah. That's who, what'd you say?
I said I'd do 2 20s.
2 20s, bro. You putting out forest fires, fam. That's what you're doing. You doing real work right there.
Think about all the other 5 days of the week you got, man. You just need that one day to recover, and then you got 4 days of just so you can kick it.
Man, you could go be those dudes that change the lights on the tower. That's pretty much what they do.
No, I'd probably fall.
They just do 2 lights a year, bro.
It wouldn't end well for me. I just don't see that going good for me.
You get paid $130,000 per
light. Yeah, because you might pass on to another dimension.
No, you just got to work out. You'll be good, bro. Well, it takes a lot of stamina to climb up those.
Yeah, but it's not. That's not the point. You can be strong, but you can still slip, and then you just fall.
No, you ain't. Dude, you got a harness, bro. You ain't falling.
Okay, then why do I need to work out if I have a harness?
Because you still got to climb up them things.
Yeah, I can climb stuff.
Yeah, bro. You still got to climb up, like, you yeah. know. Well, I tell you what. You ever seen the mountain climber exercise? Just run in place doing a mountain climber exercise. Just give me like 1 minute.
I'm not doing that here in the radio.
No,
station.
Not here. I'm just saying when you do your
in
workout.
In my, like, brand new Jordans.
I'm just saying when you work out at home or whatever, just do it. See if you can do it for 1 minute.
I wear these to the gym to work out in.
And it takes those guys at least an hour to climb those towers.
See, that's why I already said I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, bro.
But could I do it? Yeah, I think I could climb the tower.
Man.
It'll take an hour and a half, but I could do it.
Would you do that famous lighthouse that's in France?
What, do they climb it or something?
No, but it's so treacherous. You have to be delivered there, first of all, by helicopter.
Oh, I've heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like the Huzon. I forget the name.
Yeah, I think I saw a video about this.
Yeah.
Something.
But anyway, the salary is $1 million.
To be the lighthouse keeper?
Yeah. You have to be there, you know, for at least a year. You have to do it for a year.
And you really just kind of stuck there.
Yeah. I mean, they give you, in the beginning, your supplies, but that's it. They're not coming back out there.
I mean,
there
are you going to survive? Is it treacherous? Is the water going to knock over
people? Well, yeah, people have survived.
People have survived?
Yeah, that's a job.
Okay,
you just got to know how to do things on your
own. As long as you're up in the lighthouse, you're probably okay, right?
Yeah, bro.
Can I bring my wife with me?
I don't think your wife's going to want to be there. She's going to be like, just make the money.
No, she's going to come.
No,
she's going to
be like, she gonna be like we're going to make the money.
No, we're going to live in the lighthouse as a family.
They wouldn't allow you to go there then. You can't have a family in there, I don't think.
As a single person, yes, I would do this.
Yeah.
Or if I can bring my, you know.
Oh, yeah, I definitely
bedtime partner with me, then yes, I'll go. Because, listen, 1 year, yeesh.
You could do it.
Could I? Yeah.
You could do it. Al Bundy did it for years, bro. You could do it.
He wanted to, though.
Moving on. What's the first song you got lined up for?
Oh, yeah. What is the first song we
got? Could you play some songs? I got, because I don't got the connector thing here, so you have to play some music I want to play, too.
Okay, what do you want to? Well,
I don't know if you got it, but it's that Eric Boderick song.
We got Eric Boderick.
Oh, okay. You might
Which
have
one
it
is it? I'll mix it in with the first three.
It's called Free Throws.
Okay.
We'll you
mix
have
the,
that?
We'll mix that in with the first three. We're going to start off with the new Dante Thomas featuring Finlay, YTC, and I Love McConan. This is Phone Alone. It's kind of it's a vibey song, right?
Oh yeah.
And then we're gonna get into a new one from a newish one from Soup Dread, and then we're gonna get into the Eric Boderick the Shadow Request.
Right on, appreciate it.
Let's get into that.
Been feeling these songs lately.
Now it's time for my technical difficulties. Let's go.
Aha.
Jamar, 12 tribes entertainment, and we're hustling hard every day. So what's Cutterance, Endless Shine, this a bad man. Fuck who rap good, it's been around 6 decades.
They not consecrated, don't cop the elect gaze. You flash a loaf, rack days, fresh as wet paint. Picture me rolling, Lorenz Tate, out the S8. I barely write, my muscle memory tight. After last night, I get the Patrinity hype. Wallabies Wimbledon, wobbly Wembley fights. Your bitch keep looking back, proceeds to grin at me twice. I wish them well, no desire to conversate. Niggas can barely do a dip with their own body weight. I transmutate to an ocelot and plot escape. Accidentally gave his head in my socket's face. Stop showing off for weird niggas to scare the hoes. When you complain, they get a spike in serotonin. 20 bowls on the flight, one pair of clothes. Now you need a real ID to fly to Arizona. AI black sense, make it make sense. I would like cash out the bank crisp. The clout, the train, and fake tricks. I'll blow your fucking wig back like Hurricane Chris. Say, baby, let it play. This my song. Turn it up.
Derek album.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah, it was a good interview too.
100%.
Yes.
And then before that, we played.
What we play, y'all? What we play?
We played.
What we play?
We played.
What we play?
Patrinacy by Soup Dread, and then Phone Alone, Dante Thomas, Finley, YTC, featuring I Love McCona.
Soup Dread.
We're back.
Yes.
Shout out Soup Dread, dope guest on the show.
Yes.
Twice now?
Yeah, twice, yeah. Oh, yeah. At least so. I like our repeat guests.
Yeah, for
sure. Always fun. Get to kick it and stuff.
For sure.
Is it for sure?
For sure.
Is it for sure or for true, though?
For true, though.
For sure. For sure. I like this, sir.
Like 40-year-old virgin. For show. Did you say she was a hoe for show? She got the dating cards, the wife.
Oh, God.
It's like, oh, yeah, she was. For show.
What you gonna do?
Well, what? All right, we're back. They gave us a show. You have any topics or anything you want to talk about?
That's not how this works, sir.
It's not?
I ask you if you have any devil plan. Like, what's going on here?
No, I don't have any topics lined up at this moment.
Well, I got some good news.
No time for the question.
It's been circulating that a group of scientists have now discovered a true way to help destroy breast cancer.
It's fascinating where you get your news from sometimes.
I know.
Where's this source?
I go to the stars and they tell it to me.
Where's the stars? I mean, where was
I just, where's the source? In the sky, buddy.
What's the source of this news about the scientists?
It's a collection of a bunch of different news outlets. Excuse me.
Okay.
Me and my flipboard.
All right.
But anyway, scientists have discovered that honeybee venom can destroy 100% of breast cancer cells in less than 60 minutes.
Interesting.
Yeah, the venom for that. I'm like, man, so instead of being allergic to it, we can turn it into a cure. That's pretty dope. I wonder how many times the scientists got stung before they figured this out.
Seriously, though.
Did they do Candyman with it? Like, dang.
Bees.
That dude got paid.
It's bees.
I know.
Seriously.
Bees.
Yeah, I'd do it for some money, for sure. I'd let them put about 1,000 bees on me.
Man, seriously. And each one that stung you, you got a check for? You kidding me?
Yep.
Sign me up, bro.
Yep, I'm doing it.
Give me all the money. That's what he said. He was like, pay me.
Put all the bees on me.
All bees on me.
Be like with all the bees on you. King Kong ain't got no. Where all the bees are all the same.
I bees in the trap. Seriously. Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, you realize she isn't talking that there's actual bees.
I know. Yeah, okay, bro.
I just wasn't sure that you knew that.
Did somebody really think she was talking about bees, bro?
No, I thought you thought that.
No, why would I think that?
Bees
of all the
honey.
People.
Bees making honey.
Oh, my God. I just want to slap you now. I'm going to hop up and slap you. And it's back, you guys. Frontier is selling you an all-you-can-fly passes only for $3.99.
$399 a week?
No. All summer long.
$399, I can fly as much as I want all summer?
Yep.
About as much as I want to fly as one time. So.
Man. Frontier Airline, what y'all doing?
Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a catch to that.
There's definitely got to be a catch to that.
I don't trust it.
No doubt.
Yeesh.
The Go Wild Pass is what they're calling it. It's normally $600. But for unlimited time. Oh, I'm sorry. That just ended. It just ended today.
That's too bad.
Today.
I'll have to take the TriMet to Paris.
Will you do? Can you take a picture of yourself next to the TriMet bus getting to Paris? I just want to see this just for, you know.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to get across the ocean.
Yeah, I think it just floats there, right?
Maybe there's a ferry.
I think we just lost all our listeners.
Maybe there's like a ferry.
They're like, we're done with these guys today.
I'm going to go to New York and back. Can I get the Paris ferry?
Oh, God. They're like, nah, we're done. Cut
them
off.
I'm
going
to take the city bus system all the way to the last bus stop, hitchhike to the next town, take the bus system.
Make sure it's the 72.
Yeah.
That's the longest running bus.
I don't think that goes the furthest east, though.
No bus goes as far as that one.
No, not east, though. The one that goes like out into Troutdale will be the furthest bus.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. And then I get off and I got to hitchhike through the gorge.
There you go.
Yep.
Do it.
I'm going to hitchhike to France.
You got this.
I don't know how we got this started.
You did. You just went there.
People don't need to hitchhike no more. I don't think that would go good for me.
I don't think that would go good for anybody.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, we're going to be good.
So, what is this show?
It's a good question. That's what the show is.
What are we even doing here? He's over here encouraging me.
I had a good question I was going to ask.
Hitchhike me. Yeah, ask the question.
I can't now.
Yes, you can.
Because I forgot.
You didn't have
to do it all.
Oh, dang it.
That stupid band, it'll come back to me later. And it will be glorious, people.
I'm sorry. I thought you had it like written down.
I should write things down more.
Okay, so we're going to play, I guess, some music, and then we'll come back with the choice of the episode.
Yeah, there we go.
Do you have any requests?
I don't know if you got
it. I have definitely music lined up, but.
This guy.
What was the quest? What was the request?
I don't know.
I don't know if you.
I think it was an air. It's No, don't worry about it. It was an EPMD, Eric Sermon and Paris Smith.
EPMD.
Yeah.
I have a couple by them.
It's the not the joint, the other one, the remix, the
So what you saying?
No. Hold on.
I have Symphony 2000.
No, it's not that one either. Hold on, man. Give me like 10 seconds here, and I'll get this.
Strictly Business.
Oh, yeah, never seen before, but the remix, though.
I don't have that on me, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, what about The Joint? Do you got that one?
By EPMD, no.
Yeah. Dang, you don't got no EPMD?
I don't have any of the ones you mentioned, man. This is on a tablet.
This guy.
I got like five of their songs right now, but none of
your tablet only got five songs, bro. What you saying?
A EPMD, yes.
Oh, okay.
Bro said EPMD.
Oh, why you hating on EPMD?
But like, bro, you can't be mad because I don't got the whole catalog on my tablet.
Never seen before should be on your tablet, bro. Same with The Joint.
Says who?
Says me. Those are good.
How about some? Hold on.
All right, just surprise me. What you got, man?
I'm gonna surprise you. That's what I'm gonna do.
Do it. Do it now.
What am I gonna roll with? I didn't ask you to tell me to do it now.
Oh, this show's going off the rails.
I like the new Lotto and Glorilla. Let's do it.
Oh yeah, definitely play that one. I love both of them.
She ain't even all that. Like, I ain't even like that. Mama, why you think they don't even like her? That nigga don't even care. Even from Atlanta. And that hoe is from Ohio. How many BBLs is she gonna get? I heard her nigga right for her. Get out my job, bitch. You know how I rock, bitch. Body in a face, T. Ain't nothing else to clock, bitch. No, I want your head. When I whip it, I didn't cop, bitch.
I don't wish you pregnant.
Had to hit him with that y'all trick move. Tell my side, bitch. Who? They gon' pull it out they ass and put they mouth around it, too. Got 200 on the dash, 200 in my pocket, too. I ain't had to be a wag. I got a baller.
Take care of her family. I would never.
She need her own staff. She always trying to copy the next bitch. I mind my beat, make my money. Somehow they get bitches pissed. Always the trend, the top, literally. I don't do shit but exist. All I did was glow up on me. Why you mad? I'm pop shit. It be the ones that can't do it. Telling me what I should have did. Wagging in half fashion, different brackets. Y'all can keep the rap, bring the real bitches back. I hate these fake hoes with a patch. Google said my network, what? That's how much I pay in tax. Three things I don't give out is no money. Fuck some second chance. So Brandon, not my habit, son. Next time he leave it in. I'm out of town playing with my rolls on FaceTime, and I'm seeing. I won't clear up shit. I feel like Tommy. Bitch, believe me. They constantly poking the bar. One, two, three, release them.
Turn their heads when they walk in the room. Can't even choose. She a baddie. Bad. Got a jetty passed down from my mom. Low accent, she talk like Rihanna. Couple shots on her dirty Diana. You know it's going down the way she going up. She wanna blame it on the liquor, tell me pour it up. She tryna get me to the telly quick, fast, in a hurry. Call me Young Zed, carry where I'm pulling up.
Yep.
I'm on the way. What we doing? I ain't gonna play.
Nope.
Body shape like Janelle Monae. Pay attention and do what I say, okay?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to go. Somebody send me the low. Pull up the Cooper Cabana. First, I'ma stop in Atlanta. See my little dirty Diana. She at the club. I'm trying to make love in the club like I'm Usher. Feeling the vibe, so she want me to touch her. All in my ear talking about what you doing tonight. I think shorty want me to. Oh, that's how you feel? Tell me, girl, that's how you feel? I'm glad you be keeping it real. How about we go do our thing without telling nobody? And only us two know the deal.
Plant corn, bust kernels on heat. Work hard like Setbacks gon' get my ass pee hostile. Rock wall of the beat, top dollar the feet. Big money's make the big decision. Keep hip hop alive, it's just an intermission. Back to the second half of the feature flick, thick stacks and fuck
rap. I had a thing for making paper since paper mache. Now my dollar coins join pounds again to play. While you broke niggas reach drunk much quicker. You don't make enough bread to soak up all your liquor. Went from God to God
damn. Damn, God, you're killing it. Should incorporate it, invest half a million in it. Rap cats talk with no real in it.
Sounding like they virtual. This joint'll hurt you, yo.
Was the night before Christmas and my crib got robbed. They did a job. Took all the goodies up from under the tree. Except the CDs of shiny suit rappers and flossing MCs. Fail at taking it to rhyme the
game. Man, told them whack poems get no playing our homes. You need to not get nappy with me, or else we gon' relax your mind, let the conscience
yo,
free.
Yo, where my Wall Street niggas if you're up in the stands, go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
to my women that'll throw their hands against their punk ass man, go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yo, if you never been shot or stabbed, Brick City, go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
yo, I gotta catch a cab back to the lab so I can smoke.
Ooh,
They gave us a show. That was De La Soul featuring Redman, ooh. And then before that was Party at the Beach, Zeddy Will and Janelle Monae. Right?
Yeah.
And before that, I don't have no idea. I remember what we played.
Wait, what?
Hold on, I'll figure it out.
Oh my God, bro. I love it. Oh.
Like, I'm going to be just 100%. Oh, yeah, like, it was GOMF, Lotto, and Glow Relay.
There we go. Oh my God, bro.
I was just vibing. Like,
I know, I feel it, bro. Trust me, I feel it. That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
You know how much music I play between two radio stations?
Man. Tell them, let them know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
your credentials is serial.
Your credentials. We've come to a little halfway through the show or so.
Yeah.
You got any other news topics?
No, man. It's question time, son.
Yeah, I'm still kind of flaking on the question of what I want to go with because I feel like I've done all of these, bro. I'm like, I don't even know if I want to go with this one, bro.
Yeah.
I need a little more time to think of a better one, honestly.
Okay. Well, I got something for you.
Okay.
Would you rather only eat bread and water for the rest of your life?
We see, we can count this as one. You could do a question just as much as I can. This can count.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a better one. Go ahead.
Or never use the internet again.
Never use the internet again.
All right.
It's going to go away in a couple years anyway when some big solar storm hits.
A lot
anyway.
Of people went with only eat bread and water for the rest of their lives.
That's sad, bro. I'd rather go outside and eat real food.
Man, cereal.
You going to just go to Spain or something? Or like freaking Jamaica and then be like, sorry, I can only eat bread and water. I can't have the jerk chicken.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I get that point. That makes a lot of sense, sir.
You can't go to Italy and you can't have real Italian pizza. You like, give me some of the cheesy bread.
Just give me cheesy bread? The disrespect is real.
Probably don't have cheesy bread. They're going to make what?
I'm eating every day, all day, around the clock. I'm not even asleep. I'm just eating. I mean, even in my sleep, I'm going to be eating.
Yep.
I'm in Italy. You kidding me?
Seriously.
No. Forget that.
Yes. Yes, sir. I got a family member who went there recently was very much impressed with the food. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard many great things from everybody that's ever went to Italy. Yeah. That they were.
They're like, it's right there with Salem as far as cuisine goes.
Yeah, that part.
Rome, Salem, Oregon. Right about the same.
When in Rome.
Yep. When in Salem.
Could you break the vase?
Go to Denny's.
To give people good luck.
Break the vase?
The vase.
Voss water?
No, the vase.
Oh. Yeah, I think I could break a vase.
You won't be Kristen Bell.
I thought you were saying Voss, bro.
No.
Those are tough. Those Voss bottles are thick.
All right. One question. One more question.
Yes.
Would you rather have your memory wiped right now?
Ooh. Right now?
Yeah. Oh, I know, right? Or become a newborn with all your current memories.
Ooh, become a newborn.
Man, you go all the way that far back, huh?
Bro, I'm going to bring the freaking almanac with me to the crib.
You are the almanac at that point.
But you the thing it's like about being a newborn is, like, in that scenario, you can't quickly write down all the memories because you haven't learned how to write. Like, if I came back as a 12-year-old, I could quickly write down all the stuff that I know before I forget it over time. Like, all the Super Bowl champions I can remember so I can, like, bet on all those and be a millionaire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I remember in the 96 Super Bowl, you know, the Steelers lost. So I'd write that down real quick, that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, write down the most winning lotteries. Win it 1 week before somebody else would have won.
Anything
it.
I can, like, capitalize on of a memory, you know what I mean? I can later bet on or win.
Yeah, I would probably do the newborn too. I mean, that was terrible because I can't drink.
But it'd be so sad to have your memory wiped and you got all these family and friends that you just don't remember. That's gonna hurt them in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would stink.
Yeah, it's like just being given Alzheimer's or something.
Oh, I had a funny one for you. So, would you rather dance in front of 100 people, or sing in front of 100 people?
Sing.
I want to make this happen so bad now.
No one needs to be tortured by my dancing, but I will torture him with my Bismarcky-like singing.
Oh, my God. You got what I need.
Yeah, I'll sing all the greatest Bismarcky songs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. From the I Need a Haircut album?
100%. I'll sing. Yes. The toilet stool rap, all that stuff.
That song cracks out every time I hear it come on the air.
I got to do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, forget that. Right on. You can get back into your music.
Oh,
now.
Can we now?
Yeah, you can now. All
right.
They've heard my enough of my weird questions.
Can you get back into your music? Just playing.
Do we got a problem? I said, do we
have
a problem?
We have a Mickey Ficky problem, son.
USS all.
Yes. All right, let's we got, you know, 20 minutes left. We're gonna hype
yeah,
up
let's
a
go.
Bit.
Sassy.
First I pop trunk, then I let my screen fall. Whole friendly, four too many, I can't bring them all. 420, price is smoking like a broke chimney. No, really, I drove the Bentley down Doheny. Come and get me, 100 bucks that you can't fuck with me. Privilege Henny, the King Griffey's cost a pretty penny. In the kitchen, I've been pitching like show high. On a bumper, no smuggler, numbers don't lie. Oh my word, turn the curb to a gold mine. Foes tumble, we can rumble in the whole nine. Tumbling herb, all she heard were four letter words. Surf clucks, cyber truck, it must have struck a nerve. Word to mother, last spotted burner rubber. Butter and slang, she bring it to me and I hugged her. Dead in jail, it's still hell for a hustler. Upper class, dug some cash from out the gutter. Price is
fashionably late, I be running behind. Same kicks as MJ when he dunked from the line. Got money and jewels when you busting your rhymes. But broke in real life, bitch, shut up and grind. Had to get it out the mud, I was hustling dimes. Now when I pull up, shit, I stunt and I shine. Pop spot, a lot of cats gunning for mine. But they nothing like me, bitch, I'm one of a kind. Pressure, every nigga with me is a stepper. 150 and jewels by the Glock on the dresser. Don't play with me, cause it stay with me. Dior slides look orthotic, but was 850. Never heard a spoon, but his bitch know me. Smallest person in the room, but I'm big homie. Laser beam on a big 40. Plain Jane yacht master, this a big rollie. I can get him cheaper, what you tryin' to spend? Got a plug down south, here flying in. Growing up, I rode the bus, now I drive a Benz. Took ills, always got up and I tried again. Big dog, still ain't met my match. Don't gotta say I'm the gold boy, check my stats. Young homie got jam, police kept my strap. Now I'm finessing dope fiends, gotta stretch my pack, nigga. Fashionably late, I be running behind. Yeah. Same kicks as MJ when he dunked from the line. Got money and jewels when you busting your rhymes. But broke in real life, bitch, shut up and grind. Had to get it out the mud, I was hustling dimes. Now when I pull up, shit, I stunt and I shine. I spot a lot of cats gunning for mine, but they nothing like me, bitch, I'm one of a kind. I concur.
What is it?
You know what I mean?
Check, please.
So. No, that's right.
Not another one, y'all.
So.
All right, hey. Niggas always talking about shit with nothing to say. I know how to get it 101 ways. Always talking about shit with nothing to say. I know how to get it 101 way. You know how it go, different shit a regular day. Hard to build momentum when you digging deep and stuck in the ways of minimum wage. Trying to get the booking for the show, but the promoters ain't on a similar page. Money getting tighter, hope you fighting for the cause. They just wanna see us afraid, afraid. Say less, I'm not with living off every paycheck. Stay stressed, can't catch. Not a break, I don't wanna pay debts. Take steps, made messes. But I save face for the camera. Last night, drove to vacating out there near Panama. Working on my stamina, hustle like an animal. Gas provided flammable, real forever tangible. Yeah. Alright, hey. Niggas always talking about shit with nothing to say. I know how to get it 101 ways. Alright, hey. Niggas always talking about shit with nothing to say. I know how to get it 101 ways.
I'll be at the top by 25. Do 16 balls
while I'm giving glory to God. Clocking double time just so I can finish up the job and never get too comfortable when you facing the odds. And I can't even take it easy no more and make it eerie that my grandma cannot see me no more. Nevertheless, I got 100 ways that I can get it off my chest. I was made to be one of the greatest, feeling through my flesh. Through the nights I couldn't shut the mind but found the time to rest. I ain't pressing none of you niggas and bitches. I'm on that type of time to make my dreams into fruition. If I notice anything about myself, it's the addiction that I always need something just to reassure me living. But who am I kidding?
Sprout.
Yes. So we have a debate. If you're a Dante Thomas fan, he has an album. Mm-hmm. What's the full title of the album again? Hold up, let me go back to it. I own the album. I should know this.
You do. We both own it.
We're having an argument about what the cover is. I think it's the book Goodnight Moon. Shado thinks it's Franklin. It's the How You Like Franklin. Them Apples album, which I purchased on Bandcamp in 2020. Anyway, go look at the album cover for that. You can see it on Apple Music, Spotify, all that. It's the How You Like Them Apples album by Dante Thomas. Let us know your opinion. Is this Franklin or is it Goodnight Moon?
Could be both.
Could be. Maybe Franklin was the character in Goodnight Moon and we just didn't notice.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Maybe they mixed the two together. Because it does look like a turtle laying in the bed now that I look at the picture. In that book, I'm like, was it a turtle?
Yeah.
Because there's a book. It's like Goodnight Moon. Goodnight Spoon, all this.
Frankly, yeah, they all rhyme. Yeah, yeah. And you can see him, I think, is he laying down in the bed on that?
Yeah,
picture?
With like the eye cover on.
Yeah, so I thought, yeah, that's Franklin. Yeah.
Franklin.
Mm-hmm. It's people's childhood.
Word.
Word, word, word.
All right, Bob. We got about 9 minutes left. You have any other topics you want to talk about? Do you want me to play some more music or what are we doing here? What are we even doing here?
What are we doing? Oh yeah, I do have one. All right. But it's like a more like a, hold on, let me bring it up here.
Do it.
Do it. Do it now. Do it now.
Finish him.
No.
He said no.
That's definitely some Mortal Kombat kind of vibe right there.
Mortal Kombat. Babality.
Could you do it?
Fatality. Could I fatality someone? No.
I could.
Could you do what?
I could do it. We're getting paid.
What was the thing you were going to ask about earlier?
Oh, the thing I'm about to do. I was going to play the guessing game with you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you're a pretty good sports guy.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Let's go for it.
A NFL ref, how much do you think they get paid a year?
Oh, this is a good question because I've never looked into this, so I'm going to blindly guess.
Yes.
I'm going to say $90,000 plus expenses.
Ooh, I like this.
Plus travel and stipend.
Yeah. So.
Am I close?
You're a little off. They get paid $200,000 per year.
Solid.
Plus expenses.
Okay. All right. That was a little.
Yeah. You were right with the expense part. You had, when I was like, oh, yeah, he's really thinking. So, yeah, he's got that. So, yeah, they get 200K. Man, I think I'm going to be an NFL ref. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously.
Think about that. Just 17 games, you know?
We might plus have to do playoffs. Multiple games. You have to do multiple games a weekend, though, not just 17. You get with the Monday night, you might have to do, the Thursday night football game, too, in the same
week. I'm just saying it's 17 weeks.
Yeah.
So
even 20 or so games plus playoffs, yeah.
I can live with 200K and only work 20 weeks, bro.
Yeah.
That's fine by me.
Might be 30 if you work the full playoffs.
I'm just watching a lot of tape and I'm probably reading a lot of, you know,
rules. You got playoff preseason, you might have to do about 30 games.
I can live with that.
Right. There you go.
And then just chill. All right, here's a really good one for you. Now, this is what you might get right out the gate.
All
right. An NBA floor cleaner. How much do you think they get a year?
I'm going to go with what I just said, about $80,000.
Yeah?
Yeah.
$100,000. $1,000.
So that's pretty close. I'm going to call that close.
And depending on some cities that may have, you know, higher, you know, it's about $130,000.
All right. They probably got to clean it for all the events in that arena, not just basketball.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
That would make the most sense.
Yeah.
Never know. What besides hockey?
I bet they help. Like, they probably are involved in the crew that takes the wood floor off to they put the hockey thing.
Oh, no, that's a mess. They call those guys roadies. They do that.
Interesting.
Yeah. But, okay. Mascot. Sports mascot. Let's go. Professional sport mascot, like NFL, NBA.
I got
these
you.
Guys. How much do you think they get paid per year?
I've never thought
about that. Or at least up to.
So, like, Blaze the Trail Cat for the Blazers.
Yeah.
Or, the
or Benny the Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Benny the Bull?
Yeah, okay. Benny the Bull, yeah.
All right. Oh, the Padre. Let me think. I'm going to guess 150.
It's a little bit higher than that. I think at base, they're like 200,000. But
the
good really
gig.
Good ones, they're getting like 500,000
dang.
A year.
Dang.
I know, right?
I wonder if Dylan the Pickle and
Dylan the Pickle, bro?
And you know the Hillsborough Hop mascot are getting that much, bro.
Wow. I don't.
You know, Dylan the Pickle's the pickle mascot.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting professional league money like that.
Yeah. The minor leagues, yeah, no.
Yeah, he's not getting that. Now, the final one, this one, you'll probably get. Sport agent.
Uh-huh.
How much do you think they get per year?
Way too much.
Well, they only get a commish, you know.
Yeah, of several clients. I'm going to go like $3
million. A good sport agent can get up to about $55 million per year.
I was about to just have to use the dump button.
Thank you for playing my
so
little.
So we need to go jump a sports agent is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're a sports agent and rolling around right now. Watch your back because this show's about to end and we're going to be out in the traffic.
No. Me and the sport agent could be friends. Let's go, man. You rent a plane. I'll fly it
no,
for you.
No, we're going to lure him to good. The Witch Castle in Forest Park.
See, we got two different kind of things
going on
here. You're
not a Witch Castle in Forest Park? Yeah.
Yeah, bro. You got issues.
Going down for real.
Oh my God. No, we're not doing this.
Yeah, we are
we're
doing it.
Definitely not doing this.
We already got the masks with the eye hole and mouth hole, you know.
Oh
what
my
I'm saying?
God. Play one more song and then come back. Make it a quick one too.
What's wrong with what I said?
Because you're done, bro. Stick the fork in yourself. You're
Stick
done.
Stick the fork in myself?
Yes, you're done.
World. Permit. Yeah. Check it out. Yo, I be like Iggy, yes, y'all. Doctor on call. I rock to my name and graffiti on the wall. Got flow like the rappers in Great George. Got weed.
I got blunt.
My name's Jamal. I pause. Flick the ash from my L. I pause. Like running, chasing my Zell. DMC is me. Host for the night. Papa Doc. Only thing I don't choke on the mic. I choke a bitch out if my guap ain't correct. Then when my John Hancock, I'll get the check. I love trucks, but drop tops is the best. From the Beamers, Benz, now Rolex.
Watch me.
She like red, so cool. Any nigga after me, it's a deja vu. Doc stay in the paint like AI shoes. Just watch how I one ton of made I move.
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Hey, you know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the endo. Hey, Hell, yeah. She with me, getting low like a limbo. Roll with G's, I'ma show you how to get dough. Third degree, let it burn with my kinfo. Hell, let's get it.
Who these corner store rappers slinging cracks in my hall? Mama's in the kitchen cooking cat, rat, and dog. Me, I want a little something, y'all can have it all. I'm trying to walk before I crawl and move this package in my drawers. That's why I push this pedal to the motherfucking floor. With 10% left of those who bust up the poor. And still, I keep it funky like 4+. What more? Get this money like in God we trust. Trust your boy, that's a given. Living this life like it was written. Especially for me, I'm what the recipe is missing. Blow my piff in the air, key to ignition. Then get to lane switching, plucking ashes off the clipping. Mommy wanna ride and play the Bonnie to my Clyde. If anybody try to kill Bill, it'd probably be the bride. Like all jokes aside, I'm serious with mine. And now I'm on this grind like a man in his prime.
Now hop in my truck and roll up the window. Hey, you
know what you in for. Once we turn the corner, light up the window. Hey-o, 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 yes,
hey-o, hey-o. Doc B in the hood like Infamil cases.
Shout out Redman, Method Man. Thank you guys once again for tuning in. Today gave us a show.
Yeah, catch this episode on demand and all that stuff.
Yes, look us up on Instagram.
Tune in for DJ Cliff tomorrow, my favorite show. 8 o'clock right here.
There you go. And at Instagram, at They Gave Us a Show. Or you want to look at me, at Shado with an underscore. S-H-A-Y-D-O with an underscore.
Yeah. Find me on MySpace or find me outside.
Or Pinterest.
Pinterest, PDX Danny Ocean. Check my drink recipes.